I remember I started playing Persian music when I was 10 years old. So my grandfather, who was listening a lot to Persian traditional music, got me introduced to it. That was in Iran, that was happening. It started little by little, and I got much more and more interested to the music itself. My first instrument in which I could express myself was the piano, which is actually a European instrument, a Western instrument. But Persian music could be played on it. Okay. They usually tune the piano differently, and they play Persian music repertoire on the piano. I went on and got introduced more and more to the music itself. And when I came here to Montreal at the age of 13 years old, I started much more seriously to focus on the Persian music and analyze Persian music, analyze the repertoire, and questions came out of how this language could be expressed. I wanted others to taste a little bit of how Persian repertoire music could be. Persian music, like other traditional music, is a music that is transmitted by oral tradition. So it means that it's a music that is transmitted from master to student. And if an Iranian person wants to work Iranian music, he has to follow a master for a certain number of years, be in touch constantly with the master of that music, with the master of that instrument, master the technique. I had the chance to do this in Iran with my piano teacher, which was doing Persian music again. And I had the chance to do this over here with Kia Tabassian, founder of Constantinople Ensemble, for 2 years, concentrated 2 years. And from then on, it was done mostly by myself.
Talk about your experience learning Persian musical traditions in Iran. What are some moments that stand out for you as meaningful?
Well, so of course, if you go to Iran, if you hear a musician playing Persian music in Iran, it will be the essence Persian music of what is the actual Persian music in Iran. The main way of learning Persian music, it's from master to student. So there is a lot of intimacy between the student and his teacher. When you play with somebody else, you develop a character that is compatible with that musician. I mean, we talk about traditional music. Tradition, what is a tradition? It's a process that refines himself within the time, within the long period of time.
In a sense, when you talk about the tradition of an oral history of music and that being passed on, that intimacy of student learning from a teacher, but less focused on the technicalities of music, perhaps as written within books published by a musical conservatory, but more on the human relationship. It's a different approach than, you know, the traditional music institutions. So talk about how you feel that Persian tradition, that tradition in Iran of the student-teacher relationship, how is that important to sustaining and developing Iranian musical traditions today?
It's all about that. It has been like this since forever in any kind of tradition, including Persian music, of course. In some regions, in folk music, in different regions, different provinces in Iran, there are folkloric music that has been developed that are specific to a population, to a people. I would say folk music from the south of Iran. So in the south of Iran, in Bushehr, it has a very rich culture of music. It comes from the people. You see a master and you see the student, which is his son. So it goes through some families.
As an Iranian of the diaspora, I'm wondering your feeling on playing and developing Iranian Persian musical traditions while being on the outside of Iran.
My roots are Iranian as well, but the personality, the character, everything developed itself in another environment that is different from Iran itself. What I am, first of all, as an Iranian who lives in Canada is very much different from what an Iranian could be in Iran. My art is a blend, as I could say, without even noticing. In the performance, in the music, I refer to my roots without even noticing, because they are so strong, because mm-hmm. it comes from a traditional background. So mm-hmm. tradition is so strong that it's been staying in the mind and the heart. Mm-hmm. So there are always reference to that. This little color that we call, mm-hmm. it means the whole world. If it's well placed, if it's well incorporated at a certain specific time, it means the whole world. Mm. It changes so much. Mm-hmm. So as I said, it's just a little spice in the musical canvas.
How does Montreal impact you? Montreal is a city, a global city today. How does Montreal impact your music as an Iranian musician here in Montreal?
Of course, Montreal is a multicultural city. Mm-hmm. It's a very welcoming city mm-hmm. concerning the arts, in my opinion. I would always compare it to the little New York. It's very welcoming, and of course, there is the basic culture, which is the Quebecois Montréalais culture that is based in Montreal. But on top of that, there are a lot of diverse, different culture, diverse, different arts, culture, and art traditions. Very fascinating to be in Montreal because I can see this diversity and I can reorient myself sometimes. I can reshape myself sometimes. I could explore different forms of art in turn of my own profession as an artist.
Do the different musical expressions of the city that often are formed by the different diasporas. There's many diasporas in Montreal. There's music of Latin America. There's music of the Arab world. There's music of Haiti. There's music of South Asia. So many musical traditions are alive in this city. And of course, then there's jazz and hip hop and rock. So many musical trends exist here. And so many musical diasporas. Does this diversity impact your music as Advar?
There is a lot of variety of the repertoires in Advar. Depending on the repertoire, depending on what we want to do, there is this structure mm-hmm. of Persian music. Mm-hmm. And on top of that, the music of Advar feeds itself from its musicians. It's true that we come from three different backgrounds, but nothing actually is forced. There is a structure that is determined. There are some pieces that are written for the ensemble. There are some pieces that has been taken from ancient manuscripts from Iran itself, mm-hmm. or depending on the repertoire again, from Armenia, mm-hmm. from Ottoman music. Mm-hmm. It really depends on the repertoire that we do, because it's very much diverse. All of this blends itself together. It's under a Persian structure. So mm. it's a Persian music structure that holds everything, and then there are different colors that come.
And what does Advar mean, and how is the name important for what you're trying to do musically?
Advar comes from the Persian word dor, and dor means cycle. So of course, in Persian art form, the cycle movements are very present. And there is, we take the example of the music, there are a lot of cyclic movements and repetitive movements in music, which have different refinements in each of them. So the art itself is to produce these refinements and to appreciate these refinements. And the music creates a state of stability.